This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And in this hour, we're going to talk about the future. And who best to talk about the future than a futurist? With us today is Professor Amy Webb. She's a professor of strategic foresight at the NYU Stern School of Business and the founder of the Future Today Institute. And today we're going to talk about artificial intelligence, driverless cars, jobs, medicine. We're going to talk about how you will live in the future. And we should also point out that she's the author of several great books, including The Signals Are Talking, Why Today's Fringe is Tomorrow's Mainstream. And she also wrote a bestseller, Data, A Love Story, How I Cracked the Online Dating Code to Meet My Match. And so, believe it or not, we're going to talk to a futurist about love in the digital age. And we should also point out that you should check out my website. It's mkaku.org, mkaku.org. So far, we have 3 million fans on Facebook. And you may want to check out my books. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers. My latest bestseller is called The Future of Humanity, talking about the space program. What happens when we go back to the moon, Mars, to the asteroid belt, and even beyond, maybe perhaps one day to the stars. And in Physics of the Impossible, I talk about what the world may look like 500 years into the future, where we might have starships, time travel, teleportation, all the stuff you see in Star Trek. And also, you may want to get a copy of my latest book. It hit number 1 on the New York Times bestseller list, and that is The Future of the Mind. What does it mean when we can connect the mind directly to a computer? What does it mean when the first memories can now be sent on the Internet a few years ago? And what does it mean if one day the Internet becomes BrainNet, where we'll send emotions, feelings, memories on the Internet? We can't do that yet, of course, but perhaps it's coming, in which case it could revolutionize the way we interact with each other. Well, once again, with us today is Professor Amy Webb, Professor of Strategic Foresight at the NYU Stern School of Business, and we're talking about the future. She's written books, The Signals Are Talking, Today's Fringe is Tomorrow's Mainstream, and also Data, A Love Story, How I Cracked the Online Dating Code to Meet My Match. So, Amy, glad you could be on Science Fantastic.
Thanks so much for having me.
First question for you is, how did you as a youth get interested in science and in business and eventually in the future? What sparked your interest?
Well, I grew up during a time when U.S. households didn't yet have the Internet, but because my mother was a teacher, she brought home one of the school's computers every summer and got me some early computer science and computer programming classes. So I was in a unique situation as a little kid where I had two parents who were dedicated to education. I had early computers at home, and I was encouraged to tinker. So I think that laid the foundation. And then in middle school, there was a program called the Future Problem Solvers of America. And without realizing it, that was really my first exposure to data-driven, methodological futures work. And as a middle schooler, I competed on a team to imagine the hardest science and technology problems that would be facing us in the future. And our job was to imagine what the implications and scenarios might look like. So that's, I think, where everything started.
And some people say, the futurists that I've had on Science Fantastic, they say that they got started reading science fiction or watching science fiction movies. Is that how you got started?
Well, I love to read. And so I think that that probably added to my fascination about the future. You know, and just like everybody else, I read, you know, the Asimov's Foundation trilogy was life-changing for me, and read a lot of Arthur C. Clarke and, you know, lots of different science fiction books. I think it's good to note, though, that there are different types of futurists. So there are people who work in the design space, in the literature space, and I'm a quantitative futurist. So my work has a lot to do with data and modeling.
And speaking about data, you wrote a bestseller, Data, A Love Story, How I Cracked the Online Dating Code to Meet My Match. And your confessions are on a TED Talk, and you received about 7 million hits on that TED Talk. So first of all, explain to us the frustrations you must have felt with online dating. And I understand that you wrote your own mathematical algorithm for finding love. How does that work?
I did. So I've written a couple of bestsellers. The first one was a memoir, and that's Data, A Love Story. I actually had been living in Japan for a number of years, and when I moved back to the United States, I found reentry a little difficult. And I was out of practice and having a hard time with online dating. I had plenty of dates to go on. That wasn't the problem, but like many people who have used online dating services, you know, the challenge is the matching part. They just don't do a very good job of matching you. So I, after a series of unfortunate events and a bottle of wine, spent some time creating what turned out to be a sort of different approach. I reverse engineered the algorithms, the matching algorithms that one of the dating websites used, and then developed my own, and also developed a different set of criteria. And the process took quite a while, but the result of it is the person that I'm married to today. So it was an incredibly geeky, mathy way to meet the man that I fell in love with.
So in the whole universe, you're probably the only woman to write her own mathematical algorithm by which to find her future husband. But what are the criteria? That is, there's a method to the madness. What was the method you used to write this code which allowed you to find your true love?
Well, you know, I get asked that question a lot. And the simple answer is what works for me is definitely not going to work for everybody else. So the easiest way to understand this is if you go to the grocery store and you're putting on, let's say you're putting on a big dinner party, and your list for the grocery store simply says produce, meat, and bread, you know, you're potentially missing lots of different options. I think when most people are dating, they approach dating either without a list or with a list that looks a lot like produce, meat, and bread. It occurred to me that the matching algorithms on all the websites were really geographically based, and they were also using really sort of meaningless questions like, do you like cats or dogs? You know, and real life is much more complicated. So the algorithm, the process for me started with identifying every single possible variable, every single possible characteristic that I was looking for. And I wound up with a list of 73. But that's difficult. It's a lot of different variables. You get a lot of different combinations. The math gets a little tricky. So I came up with a series of a system to weight all of those different variables and assign them different values. And through that had sort of like a top 10 and then a second tier list of things that were very important to me. And those included things like aligning our views on, you know, religion and kids, but I was very, very specific about how I defined those parameters. And then that allowed me to sort of, you know, create a system to go looking for the right person.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Limited, a name you can trust.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, our special guest today is a futurist. She's a professor of strategic foresight at the NYU Stern School of Business, and she's the founder of the Future Today Institute, author of a number of great books, including The Signals Are Talking, Why Today's Fringe is Tomorrow's Mainstream. And she also wrote an offbeat bestseller, Data, A Love Story, How I Cracked the Online Dating Code to Meet My Match. So in this hour, we're going to talk about driverless cars. We're going to talk about artificial intelligence, the job market, Bitcoin. Anything that deals with the future is fair game in this hour of Science Fantastic. So, Amy, we just had a discussion with you about online dating, but let's now get into what you do professionally, which is predict future trends. So let's talk about what's in your garage, driverless cars. How do you see driverless cars changing the way we commute, changing the way business is oriented, changing the way our lifestyle is going to be altered? What are your thoughts?
Sure. So driverless car technology exists today, and you know, some people may even have auto drive features available in the cars that they currently drive. So, for example, I drive a Tesla And my Tesla has full autopilot functionality, and it has for a while. You know, the challenge is scale. So just because the technology exists doesn't mean that tomorrow, you know, we're all going to get into our autonomous vehicles and get to drive around. The challenge with every technology is that typically technology butts up against regulation. And in the United States, you know, we still don't have fully fleshed out guidelines and restrictions and regulations around how not just the individual car itself can work, but you know, what the entire system looks like as a result of that. Now, that being said, it's inevitable. So within our lifetimes, and I would posit within the relatively near future, the, you know, autonomy and autonomous vehicles will be something that we'll all get to enjoy, and I think that that's going to change life pretty dramatically for the better. So, you know, that, but it also sort of presents some really interesting changes to other parts of life. So I think everybody's probably heard plenty about prototypes and different car designs and what you might be able to do while you're in cars. So what might be more interesting is, you know, once you start connecting the dots, how do our cities change? How do our roads change? You know, and things like that. So one of the interesting models that I've built looks at cities and where cities are located. So if we go 20 to 30 years into the future, a few things we know are probable, and that is more extreme climate changes. It probably also means that people in coastal areas, you know, will see a lot more flooding. We will probably, you know, rents are still high anyways on the coasts, so we'll probably start to see people moving inland. And as much as people love to make fun of where I'm from originally, which is the Midwest, the Midwest is going to start offering a lot more livable space. Now, you might argue that, well, you know, I don't want to be in a car driving around to get to work or to get to social events. And if I'm living in a smaller city in the Midwest, you know, that's not going to be as fulfilling or exciting. And this is where changes in buildings come into play. Because if we have more and more autonomous vehicle services, that's not just about us driving from point A to point B. That's really about mobility and just getting around in general. So I could pretty easily see, you know, 25 to 30 years into the future, new American economic centers that dot the Midwest that look pretty different from our current economic centers. Rather than skyscrapers, I think, you know, landscrapers are more probable. These are very, very, very long or differently shaped buildings, which, again, may seem implausible until you connect these dots, because autonomous features in a car translate into other areas of transportation and technology. And, you know, we're already starting to see things like multi-directional elevators that are capable not just moving up and down on a pulley system, but can move omnidirectionally, almost like what you saw at the end of the original Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory movie. So one of the neat things about autonomous cars, in addition to all the other stuff like reducing death on the road because of poor driving or drunk driving or whatever else, you know, I think what it does is connect our communities in a new way and start to reshape what our cities look like, and even reshape, as a result, what our buildings look like. And, you know, it's entirely possible that you might be able to live 60 to 120 miles away from where you work, and that could be a totally reasonable commute once we have these systems up and running and our cars that are now part of larger mobile organisms are moving more seamlessly and much more quickly. It's going to enable, if we want it, our population to spread out significantly more than it is right now. And that's promising.
Okay. Well, when people hear about driverless cars, the first thing they think about is, well, is the job market. That is, what about professional drivers, truck drivers? Are they going to be laid off? What are your thoughts?
Sure. This comes up a lot when we talk about automation and AI. And, you know, here's what I would say. As with every groundbreaking technology, there has always been technological unemployment. And you can trace that back for many, many hundreds of years throughout, you know, many different revolutions and evolutions in technology, science, and business. So it's highly likely, even in America where we have very strong union presence, it's highly likely that we will see widespread technological unemployment in certain areas, one of which is the professional driver space. But also, you know, the people who operate the adjacent vehicles that are part of that ecosystem, like forklift drivers, you know, and people who work as merchant marines on ships, you know, and you know, that's all going to be upended at some point. However, we'll also need a whole bunch of, you know, we'll have a whole bunch of jobs that have never needed to exist before. And that's always been the case. It's just difficult when you are part of the transition generation that's living through that change, and that's who we are.
Okay. Well, let's take the job market one by one and analyze what happens when things become automated. Let's say you're a professor. I'm a professor. Some people think that professors are going to be laid off because courses will be put on the web. You'll simply be able to, in your goggles or your contact lens or whatever, download any professor's lecture you want. So why bother to pay for a teacher? So what are your thoughts about the teaching profession?
Sure. And we're already starting. I think that that's more about augmentation rather than obviating those jobs. So there are lots of new technologies and tools that are AI-powered that enable predictive learning. So especially in more challenging courses, this helps individuals learn at their own pace. So on the one hand, for reinforcement purposes, that's really useful. On the other hand, at the moment, what we know about how the brain works, it still looks like we respond best to one-on-one or human-to-human explanation, and that the retention is a little bit better. Now, the difference would be that some of these newer systems, as we go, as machine learning and deep learning algorithms get smarter, has to do with customization. So helping people learn in a way that makes much more sense to them. I think you and I were chatting last week, and I had mentioned to you that I fell in love with cosmology and took a couple classes in college, and then at some point it was just like the math got too hard. It's possible that the math just really, truly was too hard. It's also possible that maybe if I'd had a different teacher who explained it to me in a way that was easier for me to understand, that I might have stuck with it. You know, it's hard to tell now. You know, but I think that the tools that are coming are going to enhance some fields rather than, you know, totally get rid of them.
Okay. Some people think that professors are going to become more like mentors. And I'll ask you more about that after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call and maybe you can get on national radio. The number to call is 612-564-8135 and maybe you can get on national radio. So stay tuned for the next segment of Science Fantastic after the break.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is Science Fantastic.
With Professor Michio Kaku. With us today is a professional futurist, Professor Amy Webb, Professor of Strategic Foresight at the NYU Stern School of Business, founder of the Future Today Institute, author of a number of great books, including The Signals Are Talking, Why Today's Fringe is Tomorrow's Mainstream, and also an offbeat book called Data, A Love Story, How I Cracked the Online Dating Code to Meet My Match. And so we are today talking about the future. So, Amy, let me talk about another source of, well, maybe job-killing profession. Let's talk about Alexa and some of the chatbots that you can talk to. However, some people think that even though they're primitive today, in the future they could replace entire professions. But what are your thoughts? Are we going to have a robo-doc or a robo-lawyer that you'll simply talk to and access all the legal information you need? Or will people still be in the loop?
So that's a really interesting question, and it's timely because just a couple days ago, IBM released publicly, it showed something called Debater, which is a very clever, interesting voice interface that I had a chance to play around with a couple years ago. And the idea behind Debater, well, the demonstration of Debater is that just like the Watson Jeopardy tournament that a lot of people watched, this was a human versus machine sort of competition, and it was done in front of a bunch of journalists. There was a really, really good, well-trained, award-winning debater that was a human that went up against IBM's system. And on the fly, IBM's system was, you know, putting together arguments, refutations, questions, you know, basically doing all the same things that this very smart, highly trained human debater was doing. And at the end, the audience was the judge and they were split. The human debater won one round and the IBM computer program won the other round. And it was sort of an interesting take on the Turing test. Except that in this case, everybody was aware that there was a human and that there was a computer. It was just that the computer got pretty convincing. So I think what that signals for our near future is that, again, I don't think I want I don't think I want an AI representing me in court necessarily, especially if there's a jury involved. On the other hand, what it does signal is that these voice-based interfaces and systems that are built on logic and reasoning, you know, have gotten to be pretty good, and maybe they become an assistant in a medical office if a doctor is trying to work out what might be wrong with a patient. The other thing it made me think of was Socratic method education. So it could be interesting to have something like an IBM debater quizzing me and grilling me if I was a student on different concepts and asking me about them in different ways. Or if I was a lawyer, you know, this is the kind of system that could maybe help me get ready for court. So when we think about Alexa, Alexa is the voice interface. The little, if you have one of the pucks or like one of the big black sort of tube versions of it, you know, that's the container. But it's the AI itself that's pretty powerful. And I think what we're moving very quickly towards is a future in which we're talking much more to machines. The models that I've built show that in America, by the year 2021, about half of the interactions we all have with machines will be using conversation, just using our voices.
Okay, well, some people think that in a law firm, the paralegals could be phased out because they are search engines. However, the lawyer has to deal with humans. They have to deal with the judges. They have to deal with the juries. And they have to understand the ethics and morals of society, and they have to make persuasive arguments. So some people think that the law firm will essentially still have lawyers, but paralegals and search engines will be phased out.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Guam immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Today, we're very happy to have with us a futurist, Professor Amy Webb. She's a professor of strategic foresight at the NYU Stern School of Business. She's the founder of the Future Today Institute and author of the book, The Signals Are Talking: Why Today's Fringe is Tomorrow's Mainstream, and also Data, A Love Story, How I Cracked the Online Dating Code to Meet My Match. Well, Amy, we talked about some jobs that are going to be wiped out because of the computer revolution. Other people say, wait a minute, there's a whole set of jobs that are going to flourish because robots have a weak spot, specifically interacting with humans, arguing to humans, convincing them to buy something or to let a plaintiff off. In other words, lawyers will have jobs because they have to argue to a jury and make persuasive arguments and, of course, convince the judge, while paralegals are search engines and all the busy work will be done by robots. So what are your thoughts about one of the weak spots in robots, among them the inability to really engage with humans?
Well, within the knowledge workspace, a lot of the discovery-based tasks, the sort of elementary research tasks, and the repetitive tasks that involve thought, that is prime to be automated. And we've already seen plenty of, you know, lots of different examples of, you know, algorithms being able to do that work more efficiently, faster, you know, and with fewer errors than humans can. So it's not just paralegals. It's also the first-year, second-year law students and the people who just graduate from law school who spend a lot of their time or who had previously spent a lot of their time doing what's called discovery work. This is where you read through evidence and reams of documents, scanning them for keywords and mapping some of that information. That is work that is much better suited to optical character recognition and pattern recognition and machine learning algorithms. There's no question that a lot of that work is going to go away. But what I would caution everybody against is the anthropomorphizing AI and thinking of it in the same terms as we think of human work. There's a lot that AI is capable of doing that's more invisible that we don't think of and we don't see. So the better way to think of AI is a series of autonomous decisions. So decisions that we are no longer making on our own, that AI systems are making on behalf of us and then completing tasks that are associated with that work. And once you think of it that way, you know, this does shift a lot of facets of the economy. But it also opens up new doors in other places.
Okay, another set of jobs that some people think are going to be very difficult to be replaced by robots are jobs that involve semi-skilled laborers. For example, sanitation men. Every garbage is different. Robots cannot pick up garbage. Or fixing a broken toilet. No robot on the planet Earth can fix a broken toilet. Or for that matter, designing a garden. Or being a construction worker, because robots cannot use hammers and create buildings very well unless they're pre-programmed. Every single movement of the hammer has to be pre-programmed. But if they have to improvise, well, robots are very difficult, have a difficult time doing that. So what about jobs, blue-collar jobs, policemen, plumbers, carpenters? Many people think that it'll be a long time before robots can use a hammer.
Well, and you can look all over YouTube and find some hilarious examples of robots failing miserably or taking. There's a really funny video somewhere on YouTube of a very expensive, very sophisticated robot holding a hammer, and it takes about an hour for the robot to line the hammer up and to hammer the nail correctly. So there are a lot of tasks that do require specialization, you know, that are probably a little further off in the distance. However, there's a tremendous amount of work being done in the field of collaborative and soft robotics, and also in places.
Okay, well, let's take another short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and perhaps you can get on Science Fantastic. So stay tuned as we continue a discussion of the future with Professor Amy Webb.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku and Science Fantastic. We profile some of the most amazing developments in science and technology. And with us today is Professor Amy Webb. She's a professor of strategic foresight at the NYU Stern School of Business. She's the founder of the Future Today Institute and author of a number of great books, including The Signals Are Talking, Why Today's Fringe is Tomorrow's Mainstream, and also an offbeat book about love. The book is called Data, A Love Story, How I Cracked the Online Dating Code to Meet My Match. In other words, finding your future spouse with a mathematical algorithm. How many people can do that? Okay, Amy, we talked about some of the jobs that are going to be replaced by robots, some of the jobs that are still going to survive, and let's now talk about creativity, innovation, writing a song, writing a novel, creating a new scientific theory. Some people think that, well, maybe eventually robots can do that, but not for the present time, that robots are not that creative. No robot has ever created a new scientific theory, and perhaps that's where humans are going to fit in the picture. But what are your thoughts?
Sure. Well, at the moment, our AIs are not capable of demonstrating the sort of creativity that we would define as human or humanistic. However, these systems are, you know, getting better. Slowly but surely. And we've already started to see some examples where designers have put in certain parameters and systems have spit out many, many, many more designs than probably any humans could have on their own. One of the very interesting things about AI is that once it these systems get smart enough, they start behaving in somewhat unpredictable ways, and that's on purpose. That's a good thing. And the offshoot of that is that we humans are somewhat limited by the squishy computers inside of our heads. And so oftentimes what feels to us like brand new ideas and innovation is really just repetition or a continuation of work that's already been done. What's fascinating is that we seem to keep talking about flying cars, you know, over and over again. The very first patent for a flying car was filed in 1919. So we keep reinventing the wheel. The cool thing about AI and creativity is that, and we saw this demonstrated with Google's AlphaGo Zero algorithm, which you probably know is what beat the original AlphaGo is what beat some of the world's grand champions in Go. AlphaGo Zero learned how to do the same thing on its own. And what was fascinating was after it got back up to playing at the very, very strong level that it was originally, it diverted. And it decided, you know, this is the strategy that I learned, that I was taught, you know, that was useful to beat human players. This is no longer useful. So I'm going to come up with a totally different strategy. And that's like the system did that and made those decisions on its own and started playing in a way that was unrecognizable to human players. And I would argue that that's creativity. You know, it didn't result in a new picture or a new kind of song. But that divergence represented a fundamentally different way of thinking, you know, in a way that humans, at least in that tiny little space of people who play Go, nobody had thought that way before. And that, to me, is what's so promising, and that's what has people very, very excited. It's also, I would argue, something that we might be concerned about, because if we're asking systems to behave in unpredictable ways, what goes along with that is that they may wind up behaving in ways that humanity doesn't like.
And speaking about that, my personal point of view is that this is not going to happen anytime soon. But perhaps by the end of the century, who knows for sure, robots may become more, well, smarter than us, in which case they could become dangerous. And I think we should put a chip in their brain to shut them off if they have murderous thoughts. That is, we need fail-safe mechanisms, perhaps late in the century, when robots do become as smart as us. But what are your thoughts?
Well, you know, the AI community is a little split over the timing. Right now, we are using what's called artificial narrow intelligence. This is where systems are able to do tasks equal to or better than humans. What comes next is artificial general intelligence, and this is where we have AIs that are generally capable of doing many things, which could be creating music or developing those new scientific theorem or, you know, having entire conversations that are, you know, on their own. That is the point at which we, you know, have some concerns about, AGIs, artificially general intelligence systems, making decisions that maybe we don't agree with or are not best for humanity. The timeline for that, you know, ranges. Some of the optimists, and by optimists I mean people who think the technology is going to go quickly, think that that could be within the next decade. Many other people think it could be as many as 70 years from now. I think we're probably closer to the year 2040 to 2050. And then what happens after that, because we're asking the systems to develop and create and sort of do their own thing, is what comes next. And what comes next after artificial general intelligence is artificial superintelligence. So these are systems that start behaving in ways that make absolutely no sense, that are making decisions that are potentially replicating. And the likelihood of the acceleration of that happens very, very quickly. And, you know, that could very well be within the next 70 years.
Okay, well, unfortunately, we have run out of time. So once again, our special guest was Professor Amy Webb. Thank you so much for being on Science Fantastic.
Thank you.
And once again, the number to call if you want to get on Science Fantastic is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and perhaps you can have your thoughts heard on national radio. So once again, our special guest today was Professor Amy Webb, author of a number of great books, including The Signals Are Talking, Why Today's Fringe is Tomorrow's Mainstream, and also a book called Data, A Love Story, How I Cracked the Online Dating Code to Meet My Match. And so once again, you have been listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
$1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.